Mohammed al-Hakim was appointed last May as permanent representative of Iraq to the United Nations after a stint at the Iraqi Foreign Affairs Ministry and as a member of the country's National Assembly. Stuart Schwartzstein got to know him many years ago while al-Hakim was in exile in the US before the fall of Saddam Hussein. He says he was delighted by his appointment to the UN.
It's not just a matter of ability in dealing with substantive issues. He's got a lot of personal charm. And that really does make an enormous difference in a place like the United Nations.
Schwartzstein, who now lives in Stonington, previously worked at both the State Department and the Defense Department and served as an advisor to the Iraqi government in Baghdad in 2004. He personally invited al-Hakim to give tonight's lecture, which is co-sponsored by the Southeast Connecticut World Affairs Council. He says he was motivated by a personal mission.
First of all, I'd like to see far more interest and more programming on foreign policy issues here.
Schwartzstein says he's concerned that crises in other places have eclipsed news of what's happening in Iraq in America's limited coverage of foreign affairs.
The civil war in Syria, what's been happening in Egypt, really supplant the kinds of changes that have been taking place in Iraq. And, of course, the withdrawal of U.S. forces has meant that there is considerably less reporting.
Al-Hakim is expected to talk about the challenges Iraq faces in its transition to democracy, including sectarian conflict, Kurdish separatism, and pressures from Syria and Iran. Though the talk takes place at a small venue, the Le Grua Center in Stonington, the organizers hope its impact will be felt on a wider scale. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.